This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Talks on ending the conflict in Sudan are planned for Saudi Arabia. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The U.S. and Saudi Arabia say Sudan's warring sides are beginning talks aimed at firming up a shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fierce fighting that's killed hundreds and pushed Sudan to the brink of collapse. They say the negotiations will take place in the Saudi city of Jeddah. It will be the first between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces since clashes broke out on April 15. The talks follow concerted efforts by Saudi Arabia and other international partners to pressure the two warring generals in Sudan to the negotiating table. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The clock is ticking and the world is watching as U.S. House and Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. More from VOA's Patsy Wittakaswara.
The U.S. defaulting on its debts would send shockwaves across global finance. Adversaries, including Russia and China, could capitalize on it through a disinformation campaign spread over social media, government media, and other platforms. Lifting the debt ceiling was once a routine vote. Congress has raised it 78 times since 1960, 49 times under Republican presidents and 29 under Democratic presidents. But in recent years, the vote has become increasingly partisan, leading to intense showdowns in 2011 and 2013. House Republicans insist that federal spending must be cut before they will agree to raising the debt ceiling. President Joe Biden says he will not negotiate on this issue. Patsy Wittakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global emergency, but the coronavirus is here to stay. The action Friday by the United Nations agency doesn't mean much for the average person, though. This is VOA News. King Charles III has been crowned in Britain's biggest ceremonial event for seven decades, a lavish display of pageantry dating back to 1,000 years. People from across Britain and the world gathered in central London for the coronation. As reaction comes in from around the world, Ukraine's defense ministry released a video to congratulate Britain on King Charles' coronation and to thank the country for its support during the war with Russia. One person died in a car bomb attack that wounded prominent Russian nationalist writer Zakhar Prilepin, the TASS news agency reports. It happened in a region east of Moscow. Ukraine's Air Force claims to have downed a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems, the first known time the country has been able to intercept one of Moscow's most modern missiles. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
An Air Force commander said in a Telegram post that the ballistic missile had been intercepted in an early morning attack on the Ukrainian capital earlier in the week. It was also the first time Ukraine is known to have used the Patriot defense systems. The United States, Germany, and the Netherlands have provided Ukraine with Patriot missiles. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The owner of Russia's Wagner military contractor is threatening to withdraw his troops next week from the protracted battle for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. He's accusing Moscow's military command of starving his forces of ammunition. He claimed Friday that Wagner had planned to capture Bakhmut by May 9th. That's Russia's Victory Day holiday, celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany. But he said Wagner was undersupplied, suffering heavy losses, and would hand over operations to Russia's regular army. Federal prosecutors in the U.S. are seeking a lengthy prison sentence for the convicted leader of the Oath Keepers. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
According to court papers, the Justice Department is seeking 25 years in prison for Stuart Rhodes, the Oath Keepers founder convicted of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors successfully argued that Rhodes was involved in a violent plot to keep President Joe Biden out of the White House. Prosecutors asked the judge to go above the standard sentencing guidelines, arguing the crimes deserve a longer sentence for terrorism. They also argued Rhodes has not accepted responsibility for his actions and still poses a threat to American democracy and lives. Norman Hall, Washington.
For the latest on this story or any of the stories we're covering, the coronation, what's happening in Sudan or Ukraine, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.